Call Back the Past.
In 1954 added a new word to the English language, that it came, not surprisingly, from America, where a ladies' magazine editor coined the word and called for a need for togetherness. There was widespread worry over juvenile delinquency, and a new dance craze as the Cuban mambo hit the musical world.
Papa loves mambo, mama loves mambo. Look at him sway with it, getting so gay with it, shouting ole with it, wow. Papa loves mambo,
papa loves mambo,
mama loves mambo,
mama loves mambo.
Papa does great with it, swings like a gate with it, he loses his weight with it, now he goes to, she goes fro. He goes fast, she goes slow. He goes left, she goes right.
Papa's looking for mama, but mama is nowhere in sight.
Papa loves mambo, mama loves mambo. Having a fling again, younger than spring again.
Closer to home, the Orange Free State was involved in centenary celebrations in 1954, and South Africa's first oil refinery opened at Wentworth, Durban. At the start of the year, we listened to Premier Dr. D.F. Malan.
In the world at large, there is undoubtedly much that is depressing. The so-called Cold War, carried on between the mightiest nations of the world and their supporters, seems to have become chronic. Endless consultations and other attempts to terminate it seem to be without any avail.
Dr. Malan was to retire during the course of the year, and the premiership was inherited by Mr. Stradom. And on the year's hit parade, this song.
Blow me a kiss from across the room. Say I look nice when I'm not. Touch my hair as you pass my chair. Little things mean a lot. Give me your arm as we cross the street. Call me at 6 on the dot. A line a day when you're far away. Little things mean a lot. Don't have to buy me diamonds and pearls, champagne, sables, or such. I never cared much for diamonds and pearls, 'cause honestly, honey, they just cost money. Give me your hand when I've lost the way. Give me a shoulder to cry on. Whether the day is bright or gray, give me your heart to rely on. Send me the warmth of a secret smile to show me you haven't forgot. For always and ever, now and forever, little things mean a lot.
In America, Senator McCarthy was rebuked by Congress for irresponsible tactics while head of the Senate Permanent Investigating Committee. In a long televised hearing, McCarthy attacked prosecutor Joseph Welch, saying that one of Welch's men, a young man named Fisher, was a communist. Welch, having proved that Fisher was innocent, went on to say,
"He shall always bear a scar needlessly inflicted by you. If it were in my power to forgive you for your reckless cruelty, I would do so. I like to think I'm a gentleman. But your forgiveness will have to come from someone other than me.
Mr. Chairman. May I say that Mr. Wells talks about this being cruel and reckless. He was just baiting. He has been baiting Mr. Cohen here for hours.
Nasser grabbed power in Egypt in 1954 and maneuvered himself into a position as head of state. And while the communist Chinese were bombing the Quemoy nationalists, this was a song frequently heard on our radios.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him two lips like roses and clover. Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Bum, 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 bum.
Major sporting news was the cracking of the 4-minute barrier for the mile, as England's Roger Bannister sped to a time of 3 minutes 59,4 seconds. Not to be outdone, Birmingham's Miss D. Leather also made history by breaking the 5-minute mile barrier for women. And at Wimbledon, one of the most popular victories in years, as long-time trier Yaroslav Drobny faced across the court and prepared to serve to Ken Rosewall.
And so it's deuce. So now Drobny is within 2 points of victory. He's got to take these next 2 points. Drobny's serve. And
wanted Drobny.
The first service was cut and spun away to the forehand, and it took Rosewall by surprise, and he hit it into the crowd. And this is game, set, and match point to Drobny of Egypt against Rosewall of Australia in the left-hand court. Drobny serves to the backhand, and Rosewall has missed, and it's all over. Drobny has won. Flings his arms in the air, smiles brightly and cheerfully. Rosewall, a disappointed but gallant loser of a match which has lasted for 2 hours and 40 minutes, and Drobny is third time lucky.
The 1954 theatrical season included plays like The Kane Mutiny Court Martial, I Am a Camera, and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, while the musicals Fanny, The Boyfriend, and Saturday Days did well, but not quite as well as The Pajama Game.
Hey there, you with the stars in your eyes. Love never made a fool of you. You used to be too wise. Hey there, you on that high-flying cloud. Though he won't throw a crumb to you, you think someday he'll come to you. Better forget him, him with his nose in the air.
Meteorological men working on a way to fight hurricanes flew in a plane to try and find the eye of Hurricane Edna. Aboard, too, was newsman Ed Morrow.
The whole surface of the ocean is undulating like some huge giant was shaking a carpet. Each huge wave seems to be dragging another along behind it.
Okay, weather, I pick us up here at about 2 miles, about 2 miles from the ridge. The return is breaking, and I can pick it up on the far side.
Everyone looking intently ahead now. The skipper calls occasionally if anyone can see the surface wind. The wind keeps shifting. It's to the left. I can't see the eye yet, but there's going to be a adjustment. Oh, yes, there it is. A solid bank of white cloud ahead of it. Thousands of feet of cloud is over it.
Top money spinner at the movies was White Christmas with Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye. James Stewart starred in Alfred Hitchcock's Rear Window and Judy Garland in A Star is Born. From Italy came Fellini's La Strada and from Japan, The Seven Samurai. And top musical theme was this one.
Three coins and a fountain, each one seeking happiness, thrown by three hopeful lovers, which one will the fountain bless?
From the literary world came news of two consecutive plane crashes involving Ernest Hemingway. Hemingway survived, however, and was able to receive his Nobel Prize for Literature. This is Hemingway reading his acceptance speech.
No writer who knows the great writers who did not receive the prize can accept it other than with humility. There is no need to list these writers. Everyone here may make his own list according to his knowledge and his conscience. It would be impossible for me to ask the ambassador of my country to read a speech in which a writer said all of the things which are in his heart. Things may not be immediately discernible in what a man writes, and in this sometimes he is fortunate, but eventually they are quite clear, and by these and the degree of alchemy that he possesses, he will endure or be forgotten.
Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seath and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.